T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You guys are funny. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
How many times do you have to face McClanahan before you've heard of him?
Five or six. I know we saw him a week ago, took care of business. We're going to take care of business again as the Yankees finally do lose a game in Toronto yesterday after blowing an 8-3 lead. Blah, blah, blah. All good in the hood. You know the lead story today. You know what's happening.
What's that? The Mets?
I want it. You don't want it.
What are you talking about?
And I, my friend, for the first time in a long time, I'm in the majority.
Of what?
I'm in the majority. He can come play for me any day of the week. If he's done with Brooklyn, as many people are, Kyrie Irving, a Knick, sounds very appetizing to me.
You are the only Knick fan I have talked to.
That is nonsense.
I swear to you.
Yeah.
In the last 8 hours, I've had many conversations about the Kyrie Irving situation, which is a complicated situation. But with the Knick aspect of it, and let's just make something clear. I think you know this. Kyrie Irving is not going to be a New York Knick.
Why not?
For many. Where do you want me to start?
Very much on the table today.
No, it's
very
not.
Very much on
it's
the table.
It's not on the table.
Yes,
let
it
me,
is.
Let me walk you through this.
Knicks, Lakers, let's go.
Let me walk you through this. Sham Sharnia is just repeating what Kyrie and his people are telling him.
I accept that, okay.
So we don't even know if Leon Rose would have any interest
in a 30-plus-year-old
point guard.
Answer, yes, he would.
How do you know that?
Because the day he puts on the uniform, he's the best point guard since the early 70s.
No one's going to dispute that.
Right, out of the way.
Everyone would agree the Knicks are a better team with Kyrie on it, but what's the end game? Are you winning an NBA championship?
Makes me a lot closer to
Makes you better, but you're still not a championship team. But here's the real reason he's not going to be a Knick. You're going to have to organize a sign and trade. That's not happening.
Listen,
the Nets are not working with the Knicks on a sign. And what are you giving me?
Listen,
like, let's negotiate,
nah,
Craig.
Don't be a
what
dream
are you
killer.
Giving me?
You're a dream killer. That's
Evan
all you are.
Fournier?
You are a dream killer.
Is that really your dream,
nothing
though?
Nothing more, nothing less.
Is that your dream?
I would love Kyrie Irving to be a Knick, and I speak for all Knick fans.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Dude, Craig. Whether it's social media or friends, I'm not even kidding you. I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I have not conversed with one human besides
idiots.
You. Who wants it?
Yeah, and here's why. They're either racist, they're pro-vaxxers, or something in between. Because for any Knick fan, and I'm, as you know, a lifelong Knick fan,
right.
I like the Knicks more than any of the four teams I root for, have for my entire life.
Right.
We have not had a point guard, a legitimate star, stud point guard. And I don't worry about Stevie Francis. I don't worry about Stephon Marbury. I don't worry about any of them. I don't. Because the answer is the one position we've been lacking for 50 years is that one.
Everybody agrees with that.
He's a rock star.
He doesn't play.
Let's go.
Now, I'm not arguing against the Nets keeping him, but that's not the discussion right now.
No, it is not.
The argument against Kyrie to the Knicks is that you can't rely on him. And I can tell you firsthand, he's missed more than half the games he's played as a Net.
Yes.
You're going to need him.
To be fair, though.
What?
To be fair.
What?
A decent percentage of that was dictated by the team early last year when they wouldn't let him play road games.
Big mistake, by the way.
Agreed.
The vaccine mandate.
And the vaccine mandate.
And, well, not done yet.
So let's be fair.
Okay, let's be fair. That's last year. In year one, he had a shoulder injury, and he missed a bunch of time.
Yes.
In year two, he disappeared for personal reasons.
That was a little
kooky.
Okay, well, that happened.
I'll give you that one. That was kooky.
That happened.
And that's where, that was the one when he had the birthday party, right?
Yes.
And then he was online stumping for somebody running for office or some nonsense.
Yes, and he was bothered by January 6th. Listen, and he missed time for that, yes.
I'm good with all of it. I'm good with all of it. Orange and white. He looks so good.
Not
going
to happen.
Listen, I don't think it's going to happen.
But you want it to happen.
But I want it to happen.
And you're willing to give up what it would take? Like, if, in all seriousness,
what do I got?
Just to go through the semantics on this, it would have to be a sign and trade. It's very unlikely.
Explain that to
because
you.
The Knicks don't have cap space. Kyrie Irving can opt out of his contract. He has until June 29th.
Right.
And then he can become a free agent. The Knicks don't have the cap space to sign him outright. Okay? So the Knicks would have to make a sign and trade with the Nets. A, I don't think the Nets would agree to that.
Okay? I'd have to agree in the moment.
Well, first of all, the Nets letting Kyrie go is just insane to begin with.
But that's on the table.
And it pisses me off.
It's on the table right now.
Of course, everything's on the table.
Because Joe Tsai does not run an NBA franchise. Let's be honest.
Is that the real reason?
I think that's part of the reason.
Or is it the fact that Sean Marks wants to get the organization's power back? Or is none of this going to happen and it's just a public negotiation where they don't want to give him a full max and Kyrie wants a full max?
Yeah.
And so they're playing a game of head-to-head. But back to your dream. The Knicks would have to give the Nets something to complete a sign and trade.
Right.
Besides the boring filler contracts like Evan Fournier and Nerlens Noel, which you don't care about, rightfully so, you're going to have to give me something intriguing for me to make this trade. Are you willing to give me Emmanuel quickly? We'll start there.
Yes.
Are you willing to give me future ones?
Yes.
Are you willing to give me this year's one?
Yes.
All right. Are you willing to?
Let's play. I'm not going to give you Orange.
Rowan Barrett.
I can't give you him.
Oh, why not?
That's the only guy I won't give him.
Oh, why not?
Because I think R.J. Barrett's becoming a star.
I don't care what you think. You want Kyrie Irving?
Okay. Do you want to make a deal?
No,
because Kyrie's not re-signing with you.
I don't want to make a deal.
Right, and we could go back and forth. Like, I'm going to give up some picks. I'm going to give you certain guys. I won't give you Barrett.
That's great.
But no deal. Goodbye. I'll give you everybody else.
No deal. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
See you.
Goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye. Meanwhile, the Knicks are also trying to work their way up to fourth in the draft. Whatever. It's not even about that today. It's about the fact that this would be so good on so many levels, selfishly.
Yeah, because you want to stick it to me. That's why.
Because, A, sticking it to the Nets without them winning a championship would be awesome.
I get that.
B, having a player of his caliber, we don't get those guys
that
often.
Yeah, but are you trying to ultimately win an NBA championship?
You're damn right I am.
And I don't think it's hypocritical for me to make this statement. The Nets need to keep Kyrie Irving. It doesn't make as much sense for the Knicks to get Kyrie Irving. And that's not contradictory. They're in completely different situations.
I don't disagree with that.
Because my argument would be the Nets can't win a title without Kyrie Irving the way they're constituted. And my argument to you is you're not winning a title with Kyrie Irving. Spot the lie.
We'd be a lot closer.
Closer?
Yeah.
Close only counts in horseshoes. Are you winning an NBA championship around Kyrie Irving and R.J. Barrett?
This year?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, are you winning it next year?
Maybe.
How? With what?
Listen. Belief and hope.
Belief and hope?
That's all I got
right
now.
That strategy works out
well. I got belief and I got hope. That's what I got. But the mere fact that the Brooklyn Nets may lose Kyrie Irving.
By their own choice.
Whether it's to the Lakers, whether it's to the Knicks.
But Craig, is it
your dream blew up?
Oh, my dream's already blown
up. Yes.
Is it
my dream's alive?
Is it losing a guy if you're making the decision to move on from him?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
To be fair, it is.
They're the ones deciding this.
Well, to be fair, though, it is. Because
why?
2 years ago, you had the premise of James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and of course, the best player of all of them, Kevin Durant.
Right.
And that boded well for, let's be fair, 4 to 6 years, right?
That's what I was hoping
championship
for.
Championship runs.
Right.
Yeah, multiple championship opportunities.
But that was years ago. I'm talking about
now. And he got nothing.
No, that's already established.
Yeah.
This era of Net basketball has been a colossal
disappointment. Agreed.
Okay? And if you want to join me and do a podcast about it, we can talk about it. But in the right now, in the moment of today, that doesn't matter. It's about, do you want to keep Kyrie Irving? I've made it clear that
It is necessary to keep him. I agree.
The Nets can't get better by moving on from him, and it's a waste of time to tell me about his unreliability and this and that. I agree with that. He is unreliable. But for the Nets to win an NBA championship, they need Kyrie Irving re-signed.
Yeah.
They can't replace him. But for you, where is it taking you?
It's taking me to the playoffs for sure.
Okay, great. Then what?
I start there. I mean, I got to start somewhere. I'm not a playoff team today.
But what's the finish line? Kyrie Irving is past 30 years old.
Yeah, like, but he's still a rock star.
No, listen, I'm not arguing with you. Kyrie Irving is still great when he plays. Where is the finish line for you? I could at least paint a finish line where Kyrie stays, him and Durant click, Ben Simmons plays, and I could at least, even though I'm not predicting it, I could at least dream of a championship. It can make sense on paper.
Yeah.
You can't.
I can, but you're not going to like it.
And Durant's going to follow? Is that your next dream?
You're going to mock me for it, and you're not going to like it.
KD's coming to
it. I got to be honest, I don't even like it.
What's that?
But I got to put it out there.
What?
Year one, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
Okay.
You know who becomes a free agent after that, don't you?
Who are you going after next year?
You know who I'm going after.
I don't know.
You know exactly who I'm going after.
Who?
A guy I hate.
Who?
Who do I hate?
LeBron James?
My man, Pots and Pans. That's right.
And you know what? You're not winning with that either.
Reunite
him. 39
And let's go win another title together.
39.
That's right.
You're not winning with that either.
How about that?
The problem is, Craig, you are, and luckily, Knicks fans, I don't believe this is Leon Rose, so you're in great shape. You are still living.
We are not in great shape, but I got you.
No, you're in great shape in terms of I think you have a president who has a long-term vision and future for this team. It's not easy to win in the NBA. I'm not telling you you are. But your idea and your plan is the early 2000s next. You're Isaiah Thomas. That's you.
I do like Isaiah
Thomas.
Yeah,
I know you
do. Yeah, I do.
And that leads you nowhere. You're building a bridge to nowhere.
I just got to say, and I heard a lot of the radio station today when this thing became news earlier this morning with Shams out there, and it baffles me. I really am baffled. If you're a diehard Knicks fan, and if we took out the part of the conversation that I recognize we can't take out, which is normally your part of the conversation, which is, okay, it's okay. It's nice to say you want a guy. How do you get the guy?
Right.
If I leave just that part of it out for a second, just pure emotions, pure basketball IQ, I'm embarrassed for the Knicks fans that called this radio station today and the host on this radio station that claimed to be Knicks fans that said, I don't want Kyrie Irving. Shame on you.
I actually agree with them.
Shame on all of you.
He's 30 years old, and you've tried this dance before. Like the
and
answer,
I'm going to keep on dancing, buddy.
You wanted Russell Westbrook
a
year
ago. I did.
Do you still want him?
Yes, I do.
You're still a stargazer. You have not moved on from the stargazing days. And while I love watching Kai play basketball, and I think it's essential that the Nets keep him, it would actually be a massive mistake for the New York Knicks to get involved in this.
Get
involved.
Good
news. Good news. I got great news for you. Leon Rose is smarter than Craig Carton. And here's the other news.
Yeah.
Sean Marks, as much as I may not trust him in the moment, is not handing you Kyrie Irving.
I'll give you IQ and two first-round picks. Let's start the conversation. Let's sit down and start talking about that this year and next year. Right? You could use a couple extra picks. Right? I'm just telling you. It is, Evan.
What?
I think a lot of people have a personal either agenda or vendetta. I'm not sure which the appropriate word is.
I agree with you, by the way.
Against Kyrie Irving.
I completely agree.
Whether
with
that's
you.
Because of the, you know, the flat earth crap, whether it's the vax stuff, whether it's the stuff we've already talked about, you know, not being reliable. I think it's personal for people.
I completely agree with you. My reasoning.
And to me, it's not. The guy's the greatest basketball player, that I've ever seen.
Craig, I completely agree with you. My reasoning and why we disagree comes from a different place than maybe what some Knicks fans are going to present to you. I'm literally coming from a place that where you are as a franchise doesn't fit acquiring a 30-year-old guard. It just doesn't. Like, your timetable, like, here's the way the Knicks are going to win a title. I'll hand it to you. You trade up for a guy like Jaden Ivey. You get lucky, becomes a star.
Right.
He's John Morant. Now you're building around a couple of young pieces, and then 2 years from now, Donovan Mitchell, when he's a free agent or any other superstar you want to come up with, says, I've got to join that.
Final piece.
As your final piece.
Right.
Going after a 30-year-old, and I'm not even going to bring up the other stuff that every Knicks fan wants to bring up because they do hate him. I think there's a lot of Knicks fans that hate him. They just don't like him. Personal agenda, whatever the reason. But to me, it's more about where he is in his career that it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah,
and that's why it doesn't make sense for you. But for me, I need him back.
Well, 877-337-6666. Obviously, that's a big topic of conversation. There's another one that, frankly, did not get a lot of attention. And it fascinates me that it didn't get a lot of play over the weekend. It's going to get some play today. Yeah, we talk on this show a lot about the relationship between Met fans and Yankee fans. and how Met fans right now can't get Yankee fans out of their heads. Yankee fans view the Met fan as the little brother's cute, that kind of stuff. And back and forth and back and forth, right? And then Buck Showalter said something over the weekend, which, unless I missed it, got very little to no play. And I'm interested, Evan, if you heard what he said.
Yes.
You are, or you want me to tell you?
No, I have heard. I've heard everything, bro. Come on.
You heard everything?
I heard most things.
Everything?
Around the baseball teams in New York? Yeah, that much doesn't get past me.
Buck Showalter trolled the Yankees.
Yeah.
Team with the best record in baseball.
That's not what he was doing, but yes.
That's exactly what he was doing.
That's not what he was doing.
Buck Showalter came out and said, and I'm quoting now, do you know that Francisco Lindor has more RBIs than Aaron Judge?
Yeah, you took that as a troll?
Do you know that? And I'm sitting back going, you sweet son of a bitch. You sweet old-timing son of a bitch. You know exactly what you're doing.
You know what he did?
What did he do?
He didn't troll the Yankees. I can understand why you think he trolled the Yankees. He didn't. What he did was, as he was putting over his guy. Francisco Lindor takes a lot of heat
yes,
in this
he
town.
Does.
Okay, a lot of it's the contract, a lot of it's the expectations. Lindor's had a good season this year. Has he had a great season? I wouldn't say that, but he's had a very good season.
He's had a couple of really good weeks.
He's had a good season. He's been very streaky this year. His defense sometimes will frustrate you, but overall he's had a good season. And so what I think Buck was doing was he was reminding everybody, hey, if you're not giving Lindor credit, look how many RBIs he has. And he's right. I mean, Francisco Lindor has 52 RBIs, if I'm not mistaken. That's great. He had a big RBI yesterday that gets forgotten about because Seth Lugo, you know, did what he did on the mound yesterday.
Right.
But that was a huge hit. 1-0 game, 2-out hit against Sandy Alcantara. Tremendous. So that wasn't about taking a shot at Judge or taking a shot at the Yankees, though I understand why you would do it.
He could have picked anybody. He picked Aaron Judge.
Yeah, because everyone knows Aaron Judge is having an MVP year.
It's also
right now,
because he's playing to the fan base, which is, I get that. And you guys probably ate it up. It's like kibbles and bits on a hungry dog. But noted, first arrow shot this year from the organizations, the first shot taken was by Buck Showalter.
You're going to take that as a shot?
That's exactly right.
Come
I do
on.
Take it as a
Earlier
shot.
Earlier this season when Lindor
shot received, A6. Sinking your battleship, buddy.
Earlier this season when Lindor was being criticized, Buck went out of his way to say, he'll be fine. Like, he went out of his way to defend this guy, and that's what he should do. He's the manager of this team. Got no issue with that. That was merely about reminding everybody, for anyone who wants to take a shot at Lindor, myself included, hey, look how many RBIs he has. Now,
more than Judge.
This isn't going to be a debate I'm going to have with Buck, but obviously that's one stat.
Yeah.
That's one stat, Craig, that's reliant on guys being on base
now,
in front of you.
Big Mac, did you take it as a shot? A little shot?
Oh, I don't know how else you can take it.
It's a little dig towards what we're doing, isn't
no
it?
No question.
Oh, God.
You picked Aaron Judge for a reason.
That's exactly right.
He's got more
right.
RBIs than Mike Trout, too, who's you know, the face of baseball. Every time you mention the best player, it's Mike Trout. He could have said more RBIs
because
than Mike
Aaron
Trout.
Judge is universally agreed upon to have been having the best season of anybody in baseball this year. I think we all agree with that, right? I'm the best.
MVP.
Yeah. And he's in New York. So I think Buck knows why he says certain things.
Yeah, because he's trolling the Yankees.
Why would he troll the Yankees?
So let me just say this. We didn't start this war. You did. Sorry.
And who's going to finish this war?
I just wanted breakfast. That's all I wanted. You have to know, certain movies to understand
what
that.
What movie
reference.
Was that from?
Rambo 1.
No.
Yeah.
What year was that made?
Well, that's a few years ago.
I love when you make old references.
Come on, Rambo 1, though.
Okay.
You never saw Rambo 1?
Well, it's First Blood. Don't call it Rambo 1.
Well, he asked which one it was.
Well, Rambo First Blood.
Rambo First Blood. Yeah. Also known as the first Rambo.
Yes.
Also known as Rambo 1.
No, no one says Rambo 1.
Nah. First Blood.
Do you say Rocky 1?
No.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, you
do.
Say Rocky.
Say Rocky. And then there's Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know,
and
in
then
fairness, when we were debating Back to the Future 1 and Back to the Future 2, I think you said the same thing to me. It's Back to the Future, not Back to the Future 1.
No, he's right about that. I'll take that. He's right about that. That being said, still a great drop by me. That's all.
Yeah, good. Everybody over 45 got it. Great.
No. Everybody has seen First Blood. I don't care how old
I've
you
seen
are.
It, but I don't remember the reference.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
They drew First Blood. They did. I just wanted breakfast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
877-337-6666. By the way, it was interesting. I don't know if you got this as well. I think you did. Over the weekend, Evan and I, someone reached out to Evan and I and said Keith Hernandez wants to reach out to you guys personally to invite you to an event. Well, that's very kind of Keith, so we gave this person our emails and numbers and whatnot. And over the weekend, as Friday it was, we both got a very nice email from Keith, who had heard some of our conversation about him being, having his number retired by the Mets and all that jazz. And he invited us to an event. And it would mean the world to him if Evan and I could attend an event. So it's not every day Keith Hernandez, Met royalty.
I know.
Batting champion.
Sends a personal email.
MVP.
Yeah.
Reaches out to you on a personal level and invites you to something. So I read the email. Oh, Keith Hernandez, very nice, very nice, very nice. Ooh, I'd like to go to that event. And the event, of course, takes place on a weekday at 5 p.m. So we both had it right back. Keith, really appreciate the invite, but as you might know, from watching the SNY schedule, we're on the air from 5 to 6 p.m.
Now, do you think,
and we cannot attend your event.
Do you think that was one of those invites where the person knows you can go, but it's like, hey, I'm going to throw out the good gesture even knowing they can't go?
I think if it was Ron or Gary,
yes.
I don't think Keith pays attention
no,
much.
Keith has no idea.
Yeah, so I think it was a very nice, organic invite. I think he meant it. I think he would have loved us to come to this event. And he also has no idea when we work.
No question.
Yeah.
I was playing a fun game. I wrote him back, and I said to my wife, I'm going to give it 17 minutes. Within 17
because
minutes.
Because that's his number?
Yeah. It was actually coincidental.
Yeah.
Within 17 minutes of me returning the email, Craig's going to dash to his computer and realize, I got to write back, too.
I waited a long time, though.
And you waited a little bit more than
17 minutes. I wasn't
going to
write back at all.
I know. I
because you kind of wrote back, and
yes.
We work.
Yes.
So then I felt like, I let it sit for a day. I let it marinate. Because Evan wrote back, we're on the radio. We can't. Sorry.
Yes.
Love, appreciate it.
Whatever. So you weren't going to write back at all.
I kind of felt like you writing that was good for both of us.
I kind of agree.
But then it dawned on me, he also sent me the email.
That's right.
So I figured, I should respond. So I think I wrote something like, as Evan has previously mentioned, we do have jobs. And as a result of those jobs, we cannot attend your event.
I was so curious if my responding was going to put pressure on you to respond.
Of course it did.
And it did. I feel good.
But I thought about it. I let it marinate. And then I respond.
If you didn't respond, I was going to bring this up today and say, by the way, my radio partner ignores Keith Hernandez's emails.
That would have been rude, right?
877-337.
By the way, you two were not invited, just so you know. As much as you feel like you're part of the show, you should know there's still a divide between this side of the room and that side of the room. So when Evan and I get invited somewhere, you are not automatically included with that invitation.
Oh, well, I'm glad this cleared up the divide. I wasn't sure about it.
say it's a huge divide, actually. Huge.
I wouldn't
huge
say
gap.
Huge. Yeah. It's just a divide.
Huge.
Yeah, okay.
It's an understandable right. divide.
And the
and I don't want you guys to feel like, well, did that invitation include us?
Right. And no, the Great Canyon's just a hole. We get
you know what, though? If Keith wrote in the email and he didn't, but let's say he did, hey, you guys are more than welcome to bring a plus one.
Yeah.
I would have strongly considered bringing one of you guys as my plus
well,
one.
Well, I think that's, well, that's not true.
What do you mean that's not
I
true?
I think number one, you would have thought wife because it's Keith Hernandez.
Right.
Number two, you would have gone to Tommy because he's a Mets fan.
Right.
Big Mac never had a chance for that invite. No shot.
Yeah, probably.
And by
right.
the way, if you ask him, he should say no.
Why?
Because he's an afterthought. He knows that.
That's not nice.
A Met event? He's an afterthought.
Yeah, but he appreciates
he's
baseball history.
He's a plus one when no one else said yes.
That's true.
That's
many
all
times.
It is.
There's actually many examples of that.
Yeah,
you're right.
If it was a Yankee event, he's the go-to.
Yeah, but he's also an appreciator, if you will, of baseball history.
I'm an appreciator.
He's an appreciator. He understands the importance of Keith Hernandez in baseball history.
He has poo-pooed Keith Hernandez to me privately so many
times.
Have
you poo-pooed Keith?
It's almost laughable now.
Really?
He's trying to change my opinion on a guy I adore.
I'm a poo-pooer.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an appreciator and a poo-pooer.
He's
be
a
both at the same
both
time.
At Chinese restaurants and when it comes to Keith Hernandez. That's right. Here's Charlie. In Danbury, Connecticut. Charlie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Evan, you said something over the weekend. It was like the first thing that you've said that I've ever agreed with, and that was the advice on the guy on the date and the scoreboard.
Oh, you see, that. Craig, it wasn't even sports-related, Craig.
Nice. I like it.
But I got a lot of flack for my advice, and Craig has no idea, so I'll ask him.
I listened to the show.
You know what the question was?
But you had
no idea.
You get close. 48 hours and you're ruined.
I ruined
you're
it.
Ruined.
I give
you're
good advice it. To Evan and Weehawken, who has dating advice, and now I ruined it 48 hours later. What the hell did I do to ruin it?
Absolutely.
What's
this,
that?
This question with the RBIs and Judge. This is the flagship station of the New York Yankees.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
and time after time, I hear you and your sidekick Tommy Lugauer just dig at the Yankees.
What dig did I make?
And Charlie, it's offensive. Is it not offensive?
But I'm 67 years old.
I'm getting a sense here, if I may, that you're not speaking to me.
He's ignoring
that. No.
That's a sense I'm getting as a weekend caller that you are trying to become the voice of the weekend callers and you are not addressing me, sir.
That you're the Yankee fan.
I'm not incorrect. I'm not incorrect, am I?
No, I'm not angry with you at all.
Thank you, sir.
What have I done to take a dig at the Yankees?
I've got a question for Evan.
What?
From the bottom of my heart.
Yeah.
How many postseason wins has Halfbuck had in his career?
Well, he had two in the 90s. You really want me to count this up? He had two in the divisional series in 95. He managed the Diamondbacks. They won a game there, so that's three, plus they advanced six. I guess he's had seven or eight postseason victories. But what's the point? Like, what's the point you're trying to make?
How many years has he been managing?
Look, he hasn't had great success in the postseason. If that's your point, I'm not going to disagree with you. He's never won an ALCS game. I totally get that. But where'd that come from? And what dig have I taken at the New York Yankees? My radio station I work for took me out of context this weekend. They wrote a headline. Evan Roberts says, boy, I'd love to play in the American League where everybody sucks.
Did you actually say that?
I did, but I was being sarcastic.
But things don't read sarcastically.
I was joking. The Yankees are 49-17. I've also said numerous times, they're the best team in baseball right now.
You also
they are.
Not only that, you've now worn that shirt twice since you bought it.
I have. Do you like it?
Yeah, that's one of those shirts where you wear that shirt multiple times, people notice.
It looks like the Astros, doesn't it?
A little bit. It's the right month to wear it.
Thank you.
So we totally appreciate your stance on that. But that's one of those shirts you got to be careful. It's like my Ali sweatshirt.
Yep.
I wear a lot.
Yep.
Like you notice it says Ali on it.
Yep.
And I take stock of that.
I
can't wear that again.
I thought about it this morning when I put this shirt on. I said, Evan, I know that Craig and Big Mac, because they're going to remember
out.
This shirt.
Yeah.
So should I never wear it again?
I think you got to take 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off. How often can I wear this yellow, orange, and blue shirt?
I mean, do you view that shirt as a once-a-weeker?
I like it.
So that's a once-a-weeker. That's what you're telling
us. I definitely want to wear it when the Yankees play the Astros just to piss you guys off. That I definitely
want to
do.
So it's a once-a-week shirt. Let's just own that now. So I don't have to comment on it again.
But is that acceptable as a once-a-week
shirt?
Well,
you can't wear it more than once a week.
If I do my wash during the week, why not?
No, I'm not saying it's not clean.
Oh.
I'm saying you can't.
Why can't I?
Rules.
Now I'm going to wear it every day.
I don't think you have the balls to wear it every day.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't.
Every day this week, I'm wearing this shirt.
Wear it tomorrow.
Done.
Okay.
Done.
We'll see.
And it's going to be washed tonight.
Fine. Who's going to wash it?
Me.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're going to bring it home and say, honey, I need this ready for the morning.
Mets aren't playing at home tonight. Yeah. They're playing in the afternoon. I get to go home.
She'll have plenty
of
time to get it washed and dried for you.
Stop.
It's okay. When you wake up, bounty fresh.
It's going to be clean.
I dare you to wear that shirt every day this week.
It's done, dude.
Now, the only saving grace you have is that we're not on TV today.
Right.
Right.
And we're not on TV Wednesday because the Mets play another day game. Actually, wait a second. I take this back. I will not wear this shirt this week. This is the only day. There's a very good reason for it. Tomorrow night, the New York Mets play whom? Oh, it's not on your show chart.
They
Craig
play
doesn't
the
know.
Shows. I'm well aware of the schedule. Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And you should be rooting for the Mets because they're facing Jose Urquidy tomorrow night. You saw what he did this morning. Son of a bitch.
Son of a gun.
Did you see what he did this morning?
Unbelievable that he would do that this morning.
He did something
and
that
he
Craig...
And it drives you crazy.
Craig hates it. I don't have a problem with it. Craig hates it. Jose Urquidy, tomorrow night's starting pitcher, put a picture out on social media. A picture of him and his wife. Great, no problem so
far. Guess who's having a baby?
Guess who's having a baby?
Yep.
The Urquidys are.
Yeah.
And Craig's not happy about it.
I hate it. Because no one gives a rat's ass. No one needs to know your personal business. Especially before the baby's born. A lot of things can go wrong, God forbid. Yeah, I can't stand it. Birth announcements. Get over yourself.
So let's go Mets.
The world doesn't revolve around the Urquidys.
That's right. So you're rooting for the Mets to put up an 8 spot tomorrow night.
Yes.
Let's go.
Going to make him Urquidy the game.
It's not bad. Not bad. I will not be wearing this shirt tomorrow. In fact, it's going away for 2 weeks. But at some point in July,
on the rare days that we work,
I'm going to wear it every day.
We do not have a full 5-day work week until September. I'm just giving it to you straight. That ain't happening.
Not a one.
No. We're done on Wednesday. Peace out. I may take the rest of the month off.
Big opportunity for Big Mac and Loogie, though.
Well, there's another issue on that.
What's the problem?
I don't want to discuss it in front of them.
What happened? Am I missing something?
Furthering the divide, are we?
No.
No?
I had to go to bat for you guys, and now I'm wondering if I made the right decision. That's all. You guys are filling in for us on Thursday. The question was, should they do Friday also? Because I have other people I was going to give the opportunity to. Say that's a quote from someone in the building. I can tell you who. And I was asked, what do I think about it? Evan wasn't yet in the office, so I gave an opinion. I could have voted for my guys, our guys.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have said, no, Thursday's enough.
Wow. That's brutal. First of all, no one asked me my opinion, so I'll just make it clear on the air. Loogie and Big Mac should fill in every day we're out. And when they don't, it'll show you what they think of my opinion around here. But in my opinion, these two should fill in every time we're out, which is a lot.
Well, they're doing Thursday and Friday. Don't let me down. I'm just saying.
No, even if they fail, they should do every show that we're out.
No, I wholeheartedly disagree.
We should give them an entire summer to fail.
No, they get Thursday and Friday.
Well, who else would fill in if it wasn't Big Mac or Loogie?
I'd put Sonny on the air by himself.
Sonny, I love him. He's not ready.
Thursday and Friday.
He should join them, though. How about a 3-man show? That worked out great with CMB. So 3-man show. Let's go. What's up?
It's all good.
You all right over there?
Yep.
What do you
Especially
want to call that show?
Friday after the draft. Have Basketball Jones in.
Ooh.
I think that makes sense.
Big Mac's never heard of Jaden Ivey, so this will be perfect.
Who?
Yes, he doesn't even know what college he played for. Yeah. Do you know where he played?
Purdue.
Okay, maybe you didn't know.
Wow.
I didn't until he told me.
Yeah, there you go. Here's Jeff in Howard Beach. Jeff, what do you got, kiddo?
Hey, what's up, Craig and Evan? How you guys doing?
Doing good. What's up?
I don't want to be a nitpicker, but you quoted the great John J. Rambo a little wrong.
Go.
He doesn't say I wanted all I wanted was breakfast. He says all I wanted was something to eat, and that blank blank cop pushed me. It's also the part when he, Colonel Troutman tells him you're going to need a whole bunch of body bags. I think that's
well,
the line.
Yeah, right. The cop goes, "What do you recommend?" And he goes, "Body bags."
Can I ask you a little trivia about one of my favorite shows?
It's as long as you understand, I'm going to get the question right. Go ahead.
Nah, you're not going to get it right.
Misquoted Rambo.
I didn't misquote nothing. All I wanted was a hot breakfast. Yes. All right. What do you want?
You're good friends with Kevin Connolly, right?
Yes, I am.
One of my favorite shows is Entourage. Yeah. You watch that show?
Of course. Never missed an episode.
Okay. Name the four characters, and I don't want their nicknames.
Oh, I got this one, but I'll let Craig fail. Easy. Go ahead.
Vincent Chase, Eric Murphy, Johnny Drama Chase, and Turtle.
No. I don't want Turtle. I want his real name.
Oh, you got to get his. I don't even know his real name. What's Turtle's real name? Well, his real character name, he means.
Yeah,
because
Jerry Ferrara is the actor.
Yeah, I don't know Turtle's real name.
They only say it in like two episodes. It's one of my favorite shows. That's the only reason I know.
No, I love it too, but I don't know that answer.
Just Google Turtle's real name.
No,
I wouldn't do that. And my hands are above my keyboard. I think it's Sal, but I don't know the last name.
You got it, kid. Good God. Good job.
So what's the last name, though?
Oh, Sal. I don't know his last name. I just know his first name was Sal.
Sal, yeah.
You know that, but good job, Craig.
I'm being told on Twitter now it's Sal Asante is the last name.
When did they say that?
I don't know.
I remember watching every episode. I don't even remember.
It's when
he tries to get with Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Yes.
And the girl from the car dealership that her dad helps him out. It's only in two episodes.
Yeah, she's like, "Don't tell me your name's Turtle." And he goes, I'm going to tell you this once.
Exactly. One more thing, guys. Fins up, baby. Go Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, great. Good for you.
You're one of those guys.
One of those people.
One of those guys. Yeah. Fins up. Come
Fins
on.
Up. Two is our guy, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, two is better than Mahomes. Okay, sure he is. But would you trade him today for Patrick? Yeah, you would.
And so would Tyreek. He'd say, bring him in.
Here's Matt in Bethpage. Matty Bones, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, kiddo.
So I was calling, two things. One, Craig, I wanted to say my dad was on your podcast a few years ago. Had nothing but great things to say about you. So I'm just here to say, Craig, you're the man.
Well, thank you.
And Evan, I have a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Every time the Yankees rotation comes up, you say, do you really think that they're going to continue this?
Correct.
But every time the Scherzer and DeGrom come up, you say they're going to come back with, like, flamethrowers. Like, why?
Well, I haven't said that. I'm deeply – that's – look, the first part I agree with, and I'll explain that, but I'm deeply concerned that Jake's not going to come back and stay back. I mean, I've said that numerous times that, yes, in theory, Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom being back and being the 1-2 punch we as Met fans envisioned is an amazing fantasy, but I have a tough time trusting Jake, and I've said that over and over again. As far as the Yankee point is concerned, do you as a Yankee fan believe that Jameson Taillon will finish with a sub-3 ERA?
I mean, that was a bad example, because other than him, I kind of think he will, honestly. I think
do you think Jordan Montgomery will finish with it? I mean, I'll go through every single one of them.
Well,
like,
let's not
do you believe, other than Gerrit Cole, who has established himself, do you think Nestor Cortez is going to finish with a sub-2 ERA?
Oh, I mean, I don't think so.
Okay, then you agree with me. So then what's the bone to pick? All I'm saying is numbers.
Let's find out. Hold on, Evan. Hold on one sec, Matt. Let's find out if he truly agrees with you. Evan said he's deeply concerned about something. Are you deeply concerned about anything?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. Good man. I tell you, Dad, I said I.
What does that have to do with it?
There you go, you hypocrite.
What's the hypocrisy? The Yankee rotation, and I even wrote this down from when you said it, from June 13th at 2:45 p.m.
What did I say?
That was a week ago. I wrote down all the ERAs of Montgomery, Cortez, Severino, and Taillon. I keep Cole out. He's different. And I said, do you think all of these guys will finish with the same ERA or better?
What did I say?
And you said yes to all of them. And I said, you will be wrong. We'll see. And that's all I'm saying. The Mets situation is completely different. I'm excited Max is coming back. I do have a trust that Scherzer will come back and stay healthy. But with DeGrom, the guy hasn't pitched a full season in 3 years. So obviously I'm concerned.
As you should be.
As I should be.
Not just regularly concerned, though. Deeply,
deeply concerned.
877-337-6666. More of your calls. Jimmy, Bruce, Dice, everybody coming right up. Kyrie Irving's about to become a Knick.
No, he's not.
And the Mets and Yankees still have a stranglehold on first place. The Yankees beat the Marlins earlier today as well.
The Mets are playing the Marlins, not the Yankees.
Well, I meant to say the Mets.
And they haven't beaten them yet.
That's a wrap.
Don't do this game with me.
That game's a wrap. You know it's a wrap.
Stop playing this freaking let me jinx the Mets game.
Good job by Peterson. Peterson went 6, and the Mets took care of business with a shutout.
None of that has happened yet. Now, if it does happen, I'll be the first one to shake your hand and say, hey, good prediction.
So, good
news. But none of that has happened yet.
The winning continues in New York.
It hasn't happened yet.
Good news, everybody.
Not yet.
That game is a wrap.
I hope it happens. It means it's a 5-2 homestand. I'll be very happy with that.
You'll take that all day long.
There's a big difference between 5-2 and 4-3. It just feels different. Right. It goes down different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.